This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Jewish Film Festival opened several days ago and runs through February 17th. Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz recommends three films he thinks are especially good.
The Denver Jewish Film Festival is not a parochial event. Of course, its films connect to the lives and experience of Jews, but many of the films have exceptional reach and imagine aspects of life that affect almost everyone. Melting Away is a movie of complicated relationships. A teenaged boy named Asafi is gay. His parents lock him out of the house. But this is told in retrospect by the boy's mother, who wants a private investigator to find him. It turns out that while finding him is easy, making contact is harder. Asafi is now Anna, a singer in gay clubs. She's played by an actress named Hen Yani, who catches the internal cost of this rejected boy turned capable woman. Hen Yani also happens to be drop-dead gorgeous, and so you can see in her an almost indefinable ambivalence. You think about the huge transformation that made this woman possible. I wonder if the intricate, difficult relationships between related characters in many recent Israeli movies mirrors the relationships between Israelis and Palestinians, those ancient cousins who hold so much enmity for each other. The documentary Portrait of Vali tells the long story of a painting by the Viennese artist Egon Schiele, which was stolen from its Jewish owner Leah Bondi by an Austrian Nazi in 1938. Her claim came to a head in 1998 when the painting was loaned to the Museum of Modern Art in New York. After a complicated series of legal moves and rulings, the painting was restored to the heirs of Leah Bondi in the United States. It's a great painting and a remarkable story that involves time, history, a continuing series of injustices, and the moral abdication of some major cultural institutions. The filmmaking, though, is ordinary. Director Andrew Shea falls into unfortunate cliches of documentary work. His use of archival footage tends to be literal-minded and occasionally silly. When the film mentions that Bondi fled Austria, there's black-and-white archival footage of birds taking flight. The music grows dramatic as the tension in the story increases, a kind of editorial judgment that many documentary filmmakers reject as manipulative. The film also gets into part of the story that involves a former NPR freelance reporter named David Darcy, who lost his job as a result of his reporting. I know and like and sympathize with David Darcy, but not until the end credits of the movie does the audience learn that Darcy also co-wrote and co-produced it. There's no reason he can't work on such a project, but it would be cleaner if his name appeared at the top of the film, so that viewers understand he's making a film about a series of events in which he participated, meaning a film partly about himself. Still, the story's a good one, and what gives the film a real kick is the filming of this painting and other works that show Sheila's marvelous, arresting sense of color and his blatant sexual imagery. The best of the films I've seen is a short called My Neighborhood, directed by Julia Bacha and Rebecca Wingert-Jabi. The film centers on a young Palestinian boy whose family's been evicted from half of their home in East Jerusalem by Israeli Jewish settlers. He hates Jews, until he meets a group of Jewish protesters who are trying to end the expansion of settlements. The film has a sharp eye for the boy's confusion, as well as the overwhelming interplay of religion, politics, ethnicity, national history, and also personal history. It's a tough film to watch and a brave choice for the Denver Jewish Film Festival, and also a necessary choice. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.